Hello, it's Rich Wilson on board Great American 4. It's late in the evening on December 3rd, around 2300 UTC Universal Time, or Zulu, or Greenwich Mean Time. And we are continuing to rocket along here. We have, through the course of the day, maintained two reefs in the mainsail and the Solent jib, which is our standard jib. And we've had long, long stretches of maybe 20 or 22 knots of wind and boat speeds at 18 to 19 to 20 knots, just pegged in the speedometer at 19 knots solid, and the boat rocketing along, ricocheting off the waves, water going everywhere, huge rooster tail behind the boat. And what's been amazing to me has been just that it has been for really a couple of hours at a time, so steady on those high speeds. And yet, curiously, the pullers, the performance pullers for the boat, are calling for more sail. And I can't imagine what would happen except for the boat would just lay over and slow down. I think we have a really nice sail combination here. The two reefs and the Solent, so the sail area is low down. It's not all the way to the top of the mast. And the boat is just powering forward. And we've had one or two ballast tanks full with the keel canted all the way. And I think with the sail combination, and we've had the sails out as far as we could go, they would go for wind direction. The autopilots have been doing really well and really quite easily. You can, on the instruments, you can watch the rudder angle that's being applied, and oftentimes it's just 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, 2 degrees, 4 degrees, 2 degrees, really not very much at all, so the boat has been quite well balanced. Nonetheless, it's pretty hair-raising, pretty scary, because it's going so fast and the motion down below is very bouncy and jittery. You have to be holding on all the time. We think we have a small leak in one of the ballast tanks, perhaps. Since when we've had that filled, we've had a little bit of water out into the cabin area, just not very much, just a couple of sponge fulls, but so we may have one tank out of commission. We'll have to see. Oh, and you can hear that in the background. That was well timed for the audio report. I'll silence that. That's an alarm for an AIS, which is a ship that would be aiming to, there's a ship on our computer screen right there that is coming along and will be passing astern of us in 45 minutes, and it will be passing 2 miles behind us. The AIS system is the automatic identification system, and we're able to set that alarm, and that's a good thing to have, because then you can take a quick look at the screen and see here's a ship that's not identified as the name of the ship. That's making a speed, just an explanation of the AIS system, automatic identification system. Every ship in the world is assigned a number, a unique identifying number, and you have to have a transmitter and receiver on board, and it will transmit your position, your speed, and your direction, and the name of your ship if you put that in there also. And that will show up then on other approaching vessels, computer screens, navigation screens, and it will make the calculation with that ship's, i.e. our ship's, our boat, make the calculation as to whether there is an impending collision or close or not close, and you can set various parameters. We have ours set at 4 miles. If the ship is going to be 4 miles, within 4 miles of us, that sets off that alarm that you just heard in the background. So there's a ship heading over towards Cape Town, and looks like we're supposed to cross in front of it if we maintain our speed here. So anyway, that's it from Great American 4 for this evening. We'll speak with you again tomorrow. Over and out.